Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Now, Ephesians 6:12 lets us know, the book of Ephesians, that Paul had written the letter, and Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, he's explaining to the church, and that would be us, you know, that we struggle not against people and stuff and things. It's spiritual warfare.
And sometimes that can be confusing, right?
because it manifests through folks and people. Right. But he says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, powers, principalities, powers, and spiritual wickedness. And so it's a spiritual thing. And so when you go and read the book of Revelation and you read about the church of Thyatira, and the church of Thyatira, you know, the Lord really loved the church of Thyatira. And he says, but I have this thing against you, that you tolerate Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess. Mm. She leads my people astray into sexual immorality. And he says, those that follow her teachings will be in the same bed of suffering. Mm. But I gave her time to repent, but she wouldn't repent. And so, but if you do and don't follow her ways, he says, you know, you'll be given, you know, a new name and a place to be able to rule the nations.
Authority.
And a scepter and authority. And it's just, so this big thing about a spirit cult, we refer to as a Jezebel spirit, it's not a male or female, it's a spirit. And it's about, you know, seducing authority, taking authority away from the actual authority, whoever that may be. It's different in every situation. You know, God has established authority. But the thing about what's prophesied by Kim Clement, and you just saw how accurate that word was, that this Jezebel spirit is going to be taken to its knees. And I think we just saw a lot of that take place in the nation. But let me just verify that prophetically, how God told us. Let's go. This is Kim Clement in Nashville giving the word, what would happen to this Jezebel spirit.
Of Zion shall say, no, you will not come and rape us as you have in the past. Babylon, you will not exist in our schools and in our legal system. The Babylonian spirit shall be brought to nothing, and Jezebel herself shall be down on her knees, says the Lord. Jezebel herself shall be down on her knees, says the Holy One. And Jezebel herself shall be down on her knees, says the Spirit of the living God. For I have tolerated enough. And now God says, allow me to give you a 4-year period of an extension of grace. An economy of grace has existed.
That's so powerful. Of course, he's dramatic as a prophet.
Yes.
But he's talking about this Babylonian system, and that's what's been happening in America. Literally, we're returning over to some Babylonian system. It was like the deepest, darkest 8 years of deep dive. Oh, yeah. I mean, it didn't just happen in
and it was
years.
About to get worse.
It was about to get worse, and it just like this whole Jezebel spirit went to his knees.
That's exactly what happened.
Excuse me. I was like, that just happened.
Yeah,
that's what just happened.
Yeah,
it's amazing what God is doing. And I mean, you have our president, this Donald Trump. His middle name is Jay. He starts with a J.
Yeah.
Well, you think about it, it's like Donald Jehu Trump, President
it
Donald
sounds about
Jehu
right.
Trump, because Jehu was the one that God put in place to deal with a Jezebel situation where she seduced the king's authority, which his name was Ahab, and he was established by God. And God was very upset with Ahab because he allowed that to take place.
That's right.
And he regretted the day that he ever made Ahab a king.
And Jezebel did war against the prophet.
Yes, as a matter of fact, sure did on Mount Carmel. When you start, you saw all this media go off and they're beginning just to say things that weren't true, and they're still saying it probably even today. And it's like, imagine every newscaster being at the top of a mountain, and their news desk is sitting on the top of the mountain, and they're just going, lie, lie, lie. This actually happened. It happened in Israel on top of Mount Carmel when you had a confrontation between Elijah, a prophet of God, and the prophets of Jezebel, false prophets. And they were calling out to their God, Baal, and they were saying, you know, cutting themselves and crying out. And Elijah was going, is your God deaf?
Yeah.
Scream louder, right? And it was just egging them on because, it's, you know, Baal's not God. It's a false god. And so, but it was a confrontation between a Baal system and a God system. And the Baal system lost because God answered by fire. And all of a sudden, you know, the shifting took place. And it took a little time. But Jehu came up suddenly out of the middle of nowhere. Nobody knew about Jehu being anointed other than one person who anointed him. And his troops that were around him, but they really didn't know because he had to go off into a room by himself. Mm. But all of a sudden, this general just comes out of the middle of nowhere and he has an anointing on his life.
Yeah.
In our next program, we'll be talking about how God has given our president, President Donald Trump, a breaker anointing to be able to break through these things. And that's what Jehu had. Jehu had ability to break through governmental issues, the breakthrough, wrong governmental leadership. And one thing that we talked about that Kim Clement actually said, not during this time, was another that, and he said it several years back before even Donald Trump was even on the grid, that this particular man would be president, and that they would start saying, you know, that to what do they call it, take him out, or impeach. Well, this is before he's even on the grid. What are they saying? There's no reason to impeach, but they're saying it, and God's going, they're going to say this, but it's not going to happen. And so it's even more confirmation that's taking place. So this is very exciting to see.
And timely, the fulfillment of many of these words.
Yeah.
Now.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.